You've been looking at how agencies are using mobile devices. What did you find that surprised you?
Well, I think the biggest surprising is, you know, the number of mobile federal workers who are using mobile devices and that are using their own devices today.
Why is that bring-your-own-device phenomenon surprising? Is it just the number of people who are doing it, or is there some other element there?
Well, I think it's definitely the number of people, but then there's, you know, historically government agencies have provided technology to their workers to leverage the technology and be more productive. But now with the trend is, you know, mobile devices are so personal, people want to bring their own. And we're finding that agencies are having to support that.
Is it? Are you finding that it's hard for them to be able to do that? I remember being at the event where Vivek Kundra first said we're going to explore this idea, and the agency people's faces just kind of went white almost immediately at the idea.
Yeah, you know, it certainly has, you know, challenges for agencies, but it's just one of those things that it's just really hard to prevent. One, the government's trying to find ways to reduce costs, so they're really not looking to spend the money for their employees to have mobile devices, and they have them on their own anyway. But it brings about new challenges around manageability, around security, even support. When you're used to providing technology to your employees, you know how to support them well because there's some consistency. When people bring their own devices, you start to lose a lot of that control, and I think that's where probably you saw people having challenges.
Your company, CDWG, is releasing the Federal Mobility Report. We have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. More information about it there. You've got a couple of recommendations here I wanted to ask you about. Auditing mobile device management tools to ensure they support the agency's security goals. What's the tie-in in security and mobile device management, and if an agency's doing it well, how will they know what they're doing?
Well, a couple of things. You know, we asked, when we did our study, we asked about certain types of things to protect information. You know, is encryption. Most agencies are using encryption, but then other things like multi-factor authentication. So when people log in, it's harder to break into the system because there's multiple layers. Things like software updates and to protect against malware and things like that. So there certainly is a concern. There's multiple ways of doing it. Some agencies doing it a little bit better than others.
When you see an agency report that it is moving to a BYOD policy, what are you looking for as clues to whether you think it's going to be successful or maybe not as successful as they would like?
I guess certain things. One is, do you have a strategy around how you're going to manage the device? Mobile device management is a concept that is becoming more and more prevalent. It's one, if you want to allow people to use their personal devices, fine. But then, do you have a way to manage it? If somebody loses the device, how are you going to protect that device and the information that's on it? Do you have a tool or a policy that allows you to wipe clean a lost device should it end up in the wrong hands?
Another one of your recommendations is to incorporate the personal devices employees use for work into the agency's MDM strategy. How do you do that effectively when people can literally bring in whatever they want?
Well, I think there's part of it is if you want them to access the network, you know, there are certain tools that are starting to become available that you can require. If you're going to use the device on the network, we require to have this particular tool that will either restrict the types of applications that are run or provide additional manageability or trackability. So you could say we want you to bring your device, but before you bring the device, we need to be able to have this tool installed on it.